we want to do something I don't think we've done it before next, and that is to pray God's blessing and commissioning into each and every River Church. So what I'm going to ask in a moment is for the River Church leaders to join us. That's Pete, come and join us. Ian clearly can't be with us, but Costa's going to come and join us with Julie. So Pete's representing the journey. Costa and Julie clearly representing Slough. Where is Paul and Anthea? Paul and Anthea representing Marlow. Oh, right down, come and join me. This way. Don't. Come on. Got him. He can't move now. Paul and Anthea, please. And Kerry, Maidenhead. And what I'd like you guys to do is to stand and to surround these guys. These people represent you. We are the church. We are River Church. So guys, just join all together. And what I'm going to invite you to do, and invite the prophets amongst us to speak God's word, is to pray that God's blessing will fall on River Church. Kerry, you can't stand there. You need to move on up. The last time I get away with that. We're going to invite God that his blessing will fall on River Church, fall on each one of us, that he will breathe into us that commission, that the commission that Kerry just gave us, to be history makers, hero makers. Mark, would you like to come and join us? Billy, please help us pray into this. Stephen, Mara, Al, Father God, Lord, I thank you for this church, these churches, Lord, for these faithful people, not just these down the middle, but these faithful people, Lord. And Lord, that prayer I prayed earlier on, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. Lord, in Englefield Green, in Slough, in Marlow, in Maidenhead, here in our region as it is in heaven. Lord, would you breathe your life into each one of us? Breathe your breath. Would you commission each one of us? That, Lord, we might take up that baton and be the history makers. Amen.
So rivers have rhythms. They have bends. And it's in the bends where the gold is really collected. It's in the bends where the gold really lies. And you'll face bends, you'll face twists, you'll face rhythms. But here is a community that believes in you. Here is a community that wants to follow your leadership. Here is a community that trusts you. And here is a community that wants to empower you, to be loyal to you, to support you, and to run with you. And to acknowledge your anointings, your gifts, but most of all, to acknowledge your kindness and your blinking hard work, for which we thank you.
So God, we just pray a very simple prayer. Get 'em, God. Get them. So more of you, God, more of you right now in the name of Jesus. So love of God come, kingdom of heaven come right now to all the leaders that are in this place, and for those leaders that will come to this place, that you'd anoint them, you'd equip them, that fire would be in their belly, almost like the Jeremiah fire, that you would give them words for themselves, for this church, for the land, that they would speak out. They would speak out life, and where the river of life flows, there is life. That those words would be so strong in their bellies, they can't help but speak it out. So, Lord God, we just thank you that this will be a place of presence and not performance. It will celebrate risk. It will be a safe place to step out in the risk that we've heard about this morning. And, Lord God, we just thank you that actually as you step out and as you dwell in the heart of God, that the scripture about guarding your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. And God's going to trust you with many people that are going to come to know him through, and they're going to be drawn by the love of God. They're not going to be drawn by clever arguments or anything like that. So it doesn't mean that we have to suspend our minds, but they'll be drawn by the love of God in you. And as you guard your hearts, there's a wellspring of life that will flow from you, that will flow from this congregation. And you'll be thinking, my goodness, this is so easy. Because with joy, you shall draw water from the well of salvation. That's in Isaiah 12, verse 3. So, Lord God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the gold that we've already seen on hands this morning as we've been praying. And as the gentleman was talking about, that's where the gold is, in those places of the river. So we thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
So I pray, Lord, for greater alignment, cohesion across this river, across these churches, across this movement. Not a lake, not Lake Church, but River Church. Flowing into places where it's dry, where it's barren, where it's unfruitful. And so, Lord, I speak cohesion, alignment, engagement, togetherness in Jesus' name. Amen.